So on today, we're going to submit to our precious Holy Spirit. You know we can't do anything without Holy Spirit. He has a miraculous teaching ministry. Hallelujah. And as he reveals to us about becoming a gate church, I believe that we are right in the center of the will of God for our life. I believe it. And I intercede for our covenant churches as well. Just so glad that Prophet Titus, pastor, senior pastor, and his wife are connected to us, and they're here. They get some of the same word that you get, because what's on us, because they've come out of us, is also an increase on them as well. And so God is speaking to us about becoming a gate church. I believe the Holy Spirit will answer many of our questions that we've had about becoming a gate church. And so I've been studying the awesome teachings, had the book for many years and have gone through it, but it wasn't the season. And so how many know that God has a timing for everything? And so there's an author named Frank DiMaggio who wrote The Gate Church, Discover the Authority, Power, and Results That God Wants for Your Church. Glory to God. And so I'm going to be using some of the teachings from his book, as well as the Holy Spirit's leading and guiding for us specifically. My prayer is that everyone has one of our vision statements, and I don't know if we have any left for today, but if you don't have one, we want you to look on the screen, because we're going to be putting it on the screen media. Glory to God, I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I know you're always ready. And so I want us to go to a foundational scripture in Genesis 28, glory to God, that is phenomenal, verse 17, 28 and 17 in the Amplified translation, glory to God, that will describe a gate church. Glory to God. Genesis 28, verse 17 in the Amplified. When you have it, say amen. All right. Is it on the screen? It's on the screen. All right. So let's read it together in the Amplified. It says, he was afraid and said, how to be feared and reverenced is this place. This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gateway to heaven. What's the gateway to heaven? The house of God. And what should we be doing? We should be reverencing this place. So full gospel, this is the house of God. And this is the gateway to heaven. That thing dropped down on the inside of me like, every single thing that we will ever get from God is going to come through his church. That's why. Why do you think the enemy is working fervently, tediously, continuously to get people to drop out of church? Because he knows that the gateway to heaven comes through the Lord's church. This is the house of God. Somebody say it. The gateway to heaven. Yeah, I'm going to cover that entire portion in a little while, but I wanted you to have that foundational scripture because I want to increase your hunger for where God is taking us in this brand new series of messages. The house of God, full gospel, is the gateway to the third heavens. We've been studying on Wednesday night, awesome, phenomenal, hallelujah, revelations concerning executing the judgments written or engaging the enemy in spiritual warfare. Winning the battle in the third heaven is where we're at right now. And the Lord is connecting things. If you remember, I read a chapter last week concerning the word gates in preparation to connect the two nights together, Wednesday service with Sunday service, hallelujah, to build our foundation, because that's what the anointing is on this house, is to build our foundation. So the house of God, full gospel, is the gateway to the third heavens. And the further we go in this teaching today, you will, and from our vision statement, you will see how right on we are. I give the Lord praise. Because the Lord said we cannot effectively become something we don't have enough information about, even though we're confessing it. So let's allow Holy Spirit and the Word of God to be our teachers on today. I'm going to begin by reading the introduction written by Frank DiMaggio. I want you to hear the introduction. Now, he's the senior pastor of City Bible Church in Portland, and he is also the president of Portland's Bible College. God's desire, saints, is to make our church a gateway, and that we will discover what a local church that possesses a kingdom mindset and mission looks like. What we should be reflecting and what we should be looking like and what we should be doing. It's not wise to exist without knowing your real purpose and then fulfilling it. A lot of churches gather together every midweek and every Sunday and don't have a clue what they've been called to do. We have a lot of ministers who are licensed that don't have a clue what they've been called to do. So we're going to make sure that every person under the sound of my voice knows what we've been called to do. A gate church is determined to make a difference in its community. And God began to show me this community, and God began to say, we've focused a lot of our attention in the past on the city of Hartford. He says, but we need to focus our attention on the town of Bloomfield, because that's the sphere that he gave us to begin with. Amen. And the Lord showed me that when we first started this ministry, we focused a lot on a lot of the community that's, you know, down Dudley Town Road and a lot of the suburban areas in this town. And God said that we forgot about all of the uptown folk in Bloomfield that we should be engaging. So we're going to be doing a lot of things, particularly our prayer walks and other things, to bring a revival to the town of Bloomfield. Somebody say, it is our time. Yeah, it is our time to make a difference in the community. We will also understand what a gate church leader is and the qualities needed to build a great gate church. We will also learn how we can reach the lost and impact a city for Christ Jesus by building a gate church. Amen. And so the more we know about who we are, the more we can get about our Father's business and make a great difference. Somebody say, I'm ready to make a difference. I'm ready to make a difference. Amen. So listen to the introduction. I believe it's excellent. It's going to show us a lot of things before we get into our actual teaching today. Pastor Frank DiMaggio said in his introduction, like Solomon of old, he said, I have purpose to build a house for the Lord. And he takes us to 1 Kings, and then the Holy Spirit also added something to that in my prayer time. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Chapter 5 of 1 Kings. Verses 1 through 5. We have it on the screen. Haram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon when he heard that he was anointed king in place of his father. For Haram also, or always, loved David. And Solomon sent to Haram, saying, you know how David, my father, could not build a house to the name of the Lord his God because wars were about him on every side. He was constantly involved in war after war after war, war, so he could not build a house in the name of the Lord. Until the Lord, what? Put his foes under his feet. Yeah, verse 4. But now the Lord my God has given me, Solomon his son, rest. Somebody say rest. On every side. God is giving us rest on every side. We are learning rest in this church like we have never learned it before. Hallelujah. So he said, God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil confronting me. I never shared with you all, but one of the prophetic words that I got when I was in Trinidad was this awesome, powerful, recognized by the church there at Apostle Vernon. Came up to me one morning and she began to prophesy some things to me. Some was personal. And then she said to me, and the Lord said to tell you, Apostle Cheryl, that he will not allow anyone to trouble you in this season. And she looked at me in my eyes and she said it again. She said, the Lord said he will not allow anyone to trouble you in this season. Well, I shouted over that, because I done had a bunch of folk troubling me in many past seasons. And so when it looked like something's trying to trouble me, I cancel it, because I got a word from God. How many know we need the prophetic word? Said no one. God said he's not going to allow it, anyone, to trouble you in this season. So somebody say rest on every side. Oh, hallelujah. And as I rest, you have the ability to rest with me. What's on me comes down to the skirts. Is that right? Hallelujah. So that there is neither adversary nor evil confronting me. Verse 5. And I purpose to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. As the Lord said to David my father, your son whom I will set on your throne in the palace will build the house to my name and presence. Is that awesome? We don't just want a house built in God's name, but we want to build a house that has his presence. I feel the reverence of God right there. Yeah. Verse 6. Hallelujah. Did I say to 5? Yeah, to 5. Now let's go to the 6th chapter. Now this is where the Lord took me. The author didn't take us here, but the Holy Spirit, because I always read the context. I don't stop at a scripture because I want to keep it in context. I learn, hallelujah, if you take something out, you can make it say whatever you want it to say just about. When you keep it in the context, then you are then understanding it from the purpose to which it was given. And so the Lord took me on to read through chapter 6. And then he highlighted that I would share verse 11 to 14 with us in this introduction. And I'm adding this part. Verse 11, it says, now the word of the Lord came to Solomon saying, concerning this house, we just heard over in the 5th chapter that God had given him the command to build him a house in his name, right? So we know that's the same house. Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, see, it's always something for us to do. Walk in my statutes, execute my precepts. That means say what I say and do what I do and don't compromise. Oh, that is going to get you in trouble when you don't compromise. The world wants you to compromise. Execute my precepts and keep all my commandments to walk in them. He said, if you do these things, what's his promise? Then I will fulfill to you my promises which I made to David your father. And I will dwell among the Israelites and will not forsake my people Israel. We can put full gospel right in there. So Solomon built the house and finished it. As I continue to read in that chapter, and I won't go further in it, but just give you a little dissertation of what the Lord spoke to me. And he was showing me that, glory to God, that during the building time, You know, God chose some of the wealthiest, most gifted, most talented people to build this house. And